forward. Yes, it is. So I'm sure this is going. Yeah. Okay, it's just before 3 o'clock, and we're at Bushranger. Where John, I think you said this was probably, you probably built this in about 1969. Can you tell us some more about it?
Yes, it was it was 100 metres from the road, so we used the block and tackle with a motor driving it to take the cement up in a 44-gallon drum to build the weir, and it took all day mixing the cement and pouring it. This catchment, there was a paper written about the we burnt this catchment. Not controlled, but well, it was controlled, but it was a hot burn to see the effect of fire on the water yield, and we've got a paper recorder in near the weir, and I went there the next day after the fire, and the water level had risen quite considerably, and there was no rainfall. That was because the trees had been burnt and couldn't use the didn't use the water in the creek, which is quite amazing. We just want to. And what else? It's a 90-degree V-notch, and unfortunately, the Stilling Pond is all full up with debris and etc. But it served a useful purpose for many years. Thank you.
And what certainly I haven't seen before, oh, there's a metal box here that the recording equipment would have been in. But at the previous weir, John was talking about a hut. And here, this is the first time I've ever seen it. There's timber vertical cladding on the vertical measuring cylinder, and a little wooden boxy hutty thing on top. Certainly, first time I've seen it, and obviously, it would imply.